The next one is the state of open source XR, Monando and Beyond, by Christoph Haag.
Yeah, thanks for the intro. You took my words from me. That's right. Yeah, as I was introduced, my talk is about the state of open source XR, which is basically about Monado and what you can do with it. My name is Christoph Haag, and I've been working at Collabora on Monado for a long time now. So in this talk, we will go very, very quickly about VR hardware and tracking systems, because this is important for the open source software support, which is basically the bigger half is exactly these tracking systems, and the smaller half is basically everything else, like how to communicate over USB with these, how to correct what the lenses do. Then we will take a quick look at the state of Monado, and then lastly, what you can actually do with it. How does the ecosystem look like? Hardware in VR starts 60 years ago, but for this talk, this is basically uninteresting because these old VR headsets were super laggy, super low resolution, if they were affordable. And only in 2012, when the Oculus Rift DK1 was released, smartphone displays were coming up, and they were small and low latency and low persistence. You didn't get ghosting, so it was finally a good experience with those. So this Oculus Rift DK1 only had an IMU. This means this headset knows where gravity is, because gravity is an acceleration, and it can track your rotation, but it doesn't know your position. If you take a step to the left, the headset does not know that it needs to render the game world to the right. That's where tracking systems were developed in commercial consumer headsets. There are basically three systems for this. One was LED tracking, nicknamed constellation tracking. The second one was lighthouse tracking, and the third one is SLAM tracking. We will take a very, very quick look at those. LED tracking looks like this. In the second iteration of their headset, Oculus put LEDs on the headset and shipped it with a camera that watches these LEDs. And because the software knows the configuration of the LED, you can basically backwards infer how this headset, where it is positioned in space, if you have an image of it. And you use computer vision for that. Valve came out with the lighthouse tracking system. You don't have a camera for that. You have these boxy base stations that sweep your room with lasers. They don't send anything to your PC. Everything that is sent to the PC comes from the headset. There are sensors on the headset that detect when the laser sweep of these base stations hit each sensor, and you do basically the same, reverse infer how your headset has to be positioned for this timing of each sensor being hit to be possible. And the third one is SLAM tracking. Microsoft started with a whole slew of vendors who made headsets for this. This one in the image is from Acer. I have one from Medion here. You don't see any camera or base station in the room here. You only have cameras on the headset itself, and you use a more complicated computer vision algorithm to detect features in your environment. A feature is something like an edge or a corner. And apparently it's possible to redetect these from different angles. So if you store all of these features that you have detected and can redetect them, then you can also detect your position relative to them. If this was too fast, then don't worry. This was just an overview, and what you should take from it is that there are basically three tracking systems that you need to implement if you want to cover all the hardware that is out there. Here's a list of a lot of these headsets. I'm not going over all of them. In the lighthouse column, you have a lot of high-end headsets and enthusiast glass headsets. On the SLAM tracking column, you have more affordable ones. And LED tracking has been kind of fallen out of favor, except for one case, and that is the Windows Mixed Reality headsets are SLAM tracked themselves, but you can see that the other person has controllers in their hands, and there are LEDs on the controllers. And the cameras on the headset will track these controllers. So even if you have a SLAM tracked headset, you still need a LED tracking algorithm to track the controllers for this headset. There are also standalone headsets. Everything I mentioned so far is you plug in an HDMI and a display port or USB to your PC, and the PC does everything. Standalone headsets like the Meta Quest pictured here basically have an Android device inside them. These are typically bootloader locked. You can't root them, you can't flash your own software on them, so they are not very open source friendly. But there are some exceptions. The Lynx R1, for example. Lynx is a European startup, and they had a lot of issues with the supply chain and shipping them, so it's unfortunately very hard to get one of those. But if you get one of those, here's a post-market wiki link. You can install it. It's not very useful yet, but you can hack on it. There's also the Steam Frame on this slide here. Steam Frame is what Valve will release very soon. We don't know exactly yet what they are going to ship. Most likely they will not ship their SLAM tracking or their controller tracking open source, but probably they will have a more open hardware platform than most and will be hackable. So how does the software for all of this look like? In 2013, close to the announcement of the Oculus Rift VK1, OpenHMD was started. You can see a picture here that was taken at FOSDEM 2019. I am behind the VLC guy with the traffic cone. It was in the J building over there. But OpenHMD is not very active anymore. It's now basically unmaintained. OSVR was another SDK that came before Kronos made a unified API. That was an effort by a company called Sensix, which made the software, and in cooperation with Razer, who made a headset. And had a complete camera tracking solution and a complete open source driver. But for one or another reason, they didn't make it in the market, and they ceased operations, and OSVR is basically unmaintained too now. I say basically because we have one of the original maintainers of OSVR at Collabora, and she has still push access and sometimes maintains it a little bit, but not much anymore. In comes Monado. Kronos in 2018 finally made the push to make a unified API for XR. And like there is Mesa for OpenGL and Vulkan, we wanted to have an open source implementation for OpenXR. And that's how Monado was born. And it's loosely based on the Mesa design. For example, how it implements OpenXR is via a state tracker, just like Mesa implements APIs in state trackers. There's a very long list of drivers that currently exist for diverse hardware. And of course, this list is incomplete. You can help by expanding it by writing a driver. And like I said, the bigger half of supporting VR hardware is the positional tracking system. For LED tracking, we have a simple tracking framework that we started for PSVR. But I guess people thought it's not theory heavy enough. The more promising approach is what a community member